Welcome to What the Bible Says, a Lugnuts Podcast Group production. Well, hello, good morning, good evening, guten Tag, guten Abend, and guten Morgen. Good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this episode here. Steve is out again, but we're going to press on. We're going to continue on. We're not in the Depression book. If you're wondering, what Depression book are you talking about? Or we already know the book. When are you getting back into it? To answer the second question, next week, hopefully, Lord willing, we'll be back in the book. I cannot promise anything. Schedules are getting busy as things are starting to ramp up in the sports world around here. And it's only a matter of time before girls basketball starts in this area. So hang with us. We'll have an episode out every week, but just bear with us here. To answer the first question, the book that Steve Cox and I are going through is Looking Up from the Stubborn Darkness. And that is by Edward T. Welch. We're 24 chapters in thus far. We have two more left in the book. And if you haven't listened to any of those, go back and listen to that those episodes. They are very, very, very good. Not to say so myself. But anyway, today... we're going to just like take a little brief little hiatus from the book, obviously, and we're going to touch on the topic of salvation. What does it mean to be saved? Saved from what? And so we're going to see what the scriptures have to say about the topic of salvation. So we're going to start off with a kind of a brief definition of what salvation means, and it simply means deliverance or rescue. In the Bible, it refers to God rescuing us from power and penalty of sin and giving us eternal life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Salvation is both God forgiving our sins and restoring our relationship with Him. It is not just about being saved from something, it's about being saved for something, and that something is a new life with God now and eternal life with Him forever. Here's some brief misconceptions on salvation. So some people think and believe that salvation means being a good person, attending church, following religious traditions, etc., and stuff like that. However, the Bible is very clear. None of those things can save us. Isaiah 64:6 says, "Our righteous acts are like filthy rags before God." So salvation isn't about what we do for God, but what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. It is not earned. It is a gift. So we're going to look at a few scriptures here. That touch on the topic of salvation. We're going to start with Romans 3:23, and that says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." This verse levels the playing field, no matter who we are, what family we come from, or how good we think we've been. Everyone has sinned. We were all born into sin, and that goes back to the fall of man back in Genesis 3, I believe, where, you know, the devil or the serpent, Satan, tempts Eve into eating the fruit of the knowledge of the tree of good, the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then she gets Adam to eat of the fruit too, and, they were barred from ever entering into the Garden of Eden ever again. And from that point on, we are all cursed because of that one simple choice. And we're all sinners. Nobody is perfect. There has been only one perfect person on this earth, and he is no longer here because he's up in heaven, and that was Jesus Christ. Sin means missing God's perfect standard, like falling short of a target. It reminds us that salvation is not just for the really bad people. It is for all of us, because we are all guilty before God. So the second verse, staying in Romans, is Romans 6:23, and that says, "For the wages of sin is death." We all deserve death, and I'll get to the second part here of Romans 6:23. But we all deserve death because we are all sinners. We are not perfect, and God hates sin. There you go. We all deserve the ultimate punishment, which is death, and to be separated from him forever because God cannot be around sin. However, the second part of Romans 6:23 is, quite frankly, the best part of the verse. "But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul uses the word wages here, something you earn for what you do. Our sin earns us death, like I just said, both physical death and eternal separation from God. But in contrast, salvation is not earned. It is described as a gift. God freely offers eternal life, but only through Jesus Christ. Notice the difference. Sin pays a wage, but God gives a gift. That contrast shows us the seriousness of sin and the generosity of God. And then we're going to look at John 3:16, and that says, "For God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." This is obviously the most famous verse. If you're going to talk about salvation, this is probably one of the first verses you are going to go to, you know, if you're a Christian. If you're not, you know, this is right up there. You've probably seen signs on like TV for sporting events with the poster board of John 3:16 and stuff like that. This is what that verse says. This is obviously the most famous verse in the Bible, and this is for good reason too. It tells us the motivation behind salvation, which is love. God's love is not distant or abstract. It is sacrificial. He gave his son, Jesus, to die for us so that whoever puts their trust in him will not perish. Notice the promise here. Eternal life is not for a select few, but is offered to whoever believes. Salvation is wide open to anyone who comes by faith. And then the last verse we're going to look at is Ephesians 2:8-9. And that says, "For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast." Here, Paul emphasizes how salvation happens. It is by grace, God's undeserved kindness. It is through faith, our trusting response to him, and it is not by works, meaning we cannot earn it through religious deeds, moral behavior, or self-effort. Paul even says this leaves no room for boasting. No one will stand before God and say, "I saved myself." All glory goes to him, God the Father. So kind of wrapping this up, it's going to be a short episode today. Just kind of one you can kind of think about and just kind of mull over. So a little closing thought for you. Salvation means being rescued from sin and death, and even being given a new life in Christ Jesus. It is not about good works, good behavior, or good intentions. It's about faith in Jesus Christ alone. The Bible makes it clear, when we trust him, we are forgiven, redeemed, and secure in the promise of eternal life. So that's just a brief little snippet into the topic of salvation. Obviously, I could have gone deeper into this topic, and if Steve was here too, we could have gone really deeper into this topic. But this is just kind of like one of those where you can sit, you can think about, it gives you an idea of what this means, and also maybe an opportunity for you to do your own research into what salvation means. You know, look up the different verses that we talked about here. There are other verses that talk about salvation too. These are just some of the ones that I chose right off the bat, but there are others out there. Look through the Bible. This could give you that opportunity to finally pick up that Bible that, you know, that's been collecting dust in the corner, or whatever like that. But, you know, this is just one of those episodes to just kind of help you get your brain kind of moving, get you thinking about salvation. If you haven't made that choice yet, this is one of those episodes where it's kind of pushing, I hope it pushes you towards that decision of being saved. I'm not going to say it's going to say, oh yeah, I'll be saved now, but I hope it kind of pushes you into that direction, gets you thinking about, you know, maybe I need to take that next step, and that next step being, you know, accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. You know, if you need to make that choice, you know, feel free. You know, just all you got to say is, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I put my hope and my trust in you. I know you sent your son to be saved, to die on a cross. I know that he was risen, that he rose up again on the third day from the grave, defeated death, and he's with you in heaven. And I just put my hope and my faith in you. And that's all you really got to say. And, you know, obviously, you know, be sincere about it. You can't just, you know, be, oh, Lord, stuff like that. No, be sincere about it, obviously. And then your life will not get easier, because life is not easy, as everybody knows, life is not easy. But it will get better, if that makes any sense. So I just want to close with a quick little prayer here. Lord, thank you for offering us the free gift of salvation in your Son, Jesus Christ. Guard us from false ideas of salvation and help us to trust fully in the finished work of the cross. Teach us to live each day in the joy of being saved. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast today. If you did, please check out our website for more podcast episodes and shows at thelugnasspodcastgroup.com. Like us on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll see you next week.